God as family. In this building, if you didn't know, there are three churches that meet. Love Triumphs is the Spanish, and they meet here on a Sunday afternoon. And then there's Clarkson Community Church. We meet here on a Sunday morning, and we come at different times. And you might have turned up this morning, and someone is sitting in your seat. Because that's the seat you always sit in, and you don't know that someone else sits in that exact same seat Saturday night or Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning, and the way to beat that is to arrive early. We also have an online community because the Saturday night service put their service online, and so we're online this morning, so welcome to those who are watching online as well. It's an exciting morning this morning to be together, to be worshiping. And we're here because even though there are three churches in this building, we believe that we are one church. That we are one church who worship Jesus and who follow Jesus, even if we meet at different times. So this morning, let me begin by telling you that this morning's an opportunity to try something new, to experience something new. You're going to hear things in a language different than what you speak. You're going to see words on the screen where you have two languages to choose from, and it's a chance to experience something new. To even, for me, I was singing one of those songs in the Spanish, and I'm glad you couldn't hear me because I probably did terrible, but there's something beautiful about different ways of worshiping God and trying that together. And I invite you this morning, as you hear things that you don't understand, as you hear languages that aren't what you speak, to listen and to look for God in the midst of it. That even as we worship, we know that God is the one we're here to worship. And so we look for and we recognize God in the midst of our worship today. In a moment, I'm going to pray for and dismiss our kids and youth, and they're going to head to their classes. There's classes downstairs for children up to grade 5 at Saga, for junior high, for high school. There's classes happening this morning, and out the door, you can find those as you head downstairs. And then after they're gone, we're going to hear a couple of songs next from our Arabic church, from Disciples of Christ. They're going to sing two songs over us. They're going to sing the first one, Blessed Be the Name, and the second one we roughly translate, All Church Be Happy, Christ is Coming. And so we're going to hear from them in a moment. But before they go, let me pray for our kids and our youth as they head downstairs. Jesus, thank you that you are here today. Thank you that you are with us, that whether we gather separately over the weekend or together, that you are the God who is with us. And so we say thank you this morning, and we gather to worship you and to praise you. We know that one day we will worship you in all languages, and we practice some of that today. We celebrate you, Jesus, because you are the one who loves us. You are the one we follow. We pray for our children and our youth as they go downstairs this morning. We pray that you would bless them, that you would bring them together in Jesus, that they would become more like you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Children and youth, you can head downstairs. We're going to have a set change and keep moving.
Good morning. Just going to do a reading from 1 Corinthians 11, 26 to 23, 23 to 26, and it should be in Spanish and Arabic on the screen. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is my new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
So Jesus, the night before he's betrayed, he eats this meal with his disciples, and they get together in this room to eat the meal together. And the group of people he was eating with are the strangest group of people. It's his disciples. Maybe there were more, but at the very least, it was Jesus with his 12 disciples. And so in this group are Peter, this guy who just moments before the meal has been arguing with Jesus about who gets to wash whose feet. And Peter's an arguer and a strong-willed guy, and he's eating with him. And then there's John, who continually refers to himself as the beloved disciple. Perhaps you had a sibling who always referred to themselves as the beloved child, and it just was so annoying. That's what I picture John being like among the disciples. Then there's Matthew, who's this tax collector, whose whole job was to rip people off and take their money. Then there's a guy named Simon sitting around the table, who it says was a zealot, which meant that his whole job was to kill tax collectors. And it's a little awkward for them sitting next to each other around this table. There's a guy named Bartholomew, who in other lists of the disciples gets called Nathaniel, and we're not quite sure if his name is Bartholomew or Nathaniel, and he's the guy that I guess is forgotten because he doesn't get talked about a whole lot else. And then around this table is a guy named Judas, who within the next 24 hours, he's the one that's going to sell Jesus, that's going to take the money in order for Jesus to get betrayed. You see, it's the strangest group of people who sit around this table when Jesus says to them what Tammy just read to us, that they're to share this meal together. It's interesting, as we're here this morning, some might call us a pretty strange group of people to be together. I mean, we come together and our languages are different. We come together and the food that we eat is different. We're going to experience that soon. We come together and sports that we cheer for are completely different. We come together and the traditions that we follow are different from each other. If you're Spanish or Arabic or English speaking, your life looks different than the other people in the room around you. I mean, what on earth in the entire world could a group of people as diverse and strange as us have in common? I was thinking about it this morning, and I couldn't think of a reason in all of society why we would all be together in the same room for any reason other than Jesus. You see, that's what brings us together. We're together because we follow Jesus. We're together because we're all committed to following Jesus. We're three different groups who meet on the weekend, and we share the same building. Maybe that's the other thing we have in common. But we share so much more than a building. We're here because we share Jesus. We come with different stories. We come with different backgrounds, different family experiences. We come with different traditions that we come from. The Spanish traditions, Arabic traditions, English traditions are different from each other. We come, even some of us, with different beliefs and different interpretations of Scripture, different understandings of what some things in Scripture mean. But that's okay, because we come together as people who follow Jesus, who believe that none of that is more important to us than Jesus. Our services are different. We've got a taste of that today. Different languages, different styles, different songs, different volumes, different ways of singing. We come with different ways of doing things. But it's interesting that in each of our services on the weekend, whether it's Saturday night or Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, even with all the things that are different from each other, there's one thing that we all do. Whether we do it every week or every 3 weeks or a few times a year, see, there's a meal that we all share together, a meal that is the communion meal, the bread and the juice. This is because this is the meal that Jesus told us to share. We're going to share a big meal together, but first, this is a small meal that we're going to share together, a meal of bread and of juice, a meal that we share because we remember Jesus. So in just a moment, I'm going to invite you to come up the center aisle. And there's going to be four stations at the front, 1, 2, 3, 4. And there's going to be servers from each of our different congregations. And I invite you to come and to go to whichever servers you would like to. And then to return down the side aisles back to your seat. across the front, we're going to have three little baskets here. That's where you can bring your offerings. We don't want to forget the offering, but we also want to make sure it gets where it needs to go. So there's going to be a basket here with the logo of each church on it. I would encourage you to bring that as you come forward and to put it in the basket that suits the church that you're part of. I'm going to invite you to come up and go back to your seats, but I want you to hold to the bread and hold on to the juice. We have bread that's been made by May from the Arabic church, has made this for us. And I want you to carry it back to your seats and hold on to it. Because in a few minutes, I'll come back out once we all have some and we're going to eat and drink at the same time together. While you're coming up, Anne's going to play for us and play music over us while we come forward. But we come knowing that the communion table is the place where a diverse community comes together because we have one thing in common, and that is Jesus. And this is the meal that Jesus has instructed us to share. Can I first invite the communion service to come forward? Marianne and Hani, Rolando and Norma, Jim and Wendy, Maureen and Melissa, can I invite you to come forward? Scripture says that Jesus took bread and he broke it. That he took a cup and he shared it, and he said, come and eat this, my body, drink this, my blood, do this in remembrance of me. So I invite you to come to taste and to see that the Lord is good. Thank you. Scripture says that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body given for you. So let's eat Jesus given for us." And he said, "This is my blood given for us. Let's drink for Jesus." And Jesus, we thank you that you came and lived and died and rose again so that we might have life. We know that all that we have and all that we are is because of you. So Jesus, today we stop and we say thank you. In your name, amen. Let's continue to sing. Wonderful to worship together this morning, to worship in different languages, different styles. We're going to end with prayer in just a moment, but before that, we are headed to lunch, and there's a big table right down the middle, and you can go either side down that table and get food, and there's all the savories here, all the sweet stuff's at the far end for dessert. And then please feel free to come back in here to eat, to find a spot. There's some tables, and if you are in need of a table, if you have young kids or you're older, then please feel free to kick people out of those tables that don't need them, and we want you to be able to use them. Please feel free to come back in here to eat as well in this room, and we want to celebrate, continue to celebrate, get to know people we haven't met before. Experience the awkwardness of trying to communicate with people who speak different languages, because that's all part of the beauty of what it means to be the church. We're going to end by saying the Lord's Prayer together, and I would love you to say the Lord's Prayer in your own language. It's going to be on the screen in English for those who need it, but whatever language you speak in, please speak the Lord's Prayer out. Whether that's Spanish, Arabic, English, or another language that you come with today, we want to speak them together in our own language, because this is the picture that it tells us heaven will look like, with every language, every tongue, every tribe represented. And so we represent that together today. So let's pray this as our blessing, as our benediction, as our grace for the food that we're going to eat, as our celebration of being one church who worship Jesus. Let's pray together. Our Father, who is in heaven.